Holding the last word of Tess Zion on the biz. Continuing on the topic of pickle, the Gemara says, Ami Chalifi de Pumpadisa. The short Chacham Pumpadisa said, the Gemara explains, Rahdi brings, the Gemara explains in Sanhedrin that their names were Epha and Avimi, the sons of Rahva, one of the Chacham Pumpadisa. So they said, Haktorah Mafagelas Haktorah. Having in mind one burning during another burning is going to make the korban pigle. Meaning, if he burns the koimetz, having in mind that he plans to burn the levona, then it will become pigle. We said in the Mishnah that the Chacham said that one matir is not mafagel the other, that one matir is not able to make the other one pigle, and therefore we had said about the if he has in mind by the koimetz and not the levoino the other way around. But the Charifa de Pumpadisa say hanimi v'hecha dechishebe v'shirayim, that would be where he's thinking about the shirayim, that he plans to eat the shirayim beyond the time ulevoino v'milsei kaima, but the levoino he didn't do anything about, so therefore he made pigle in only half the matter, and therefore the Chacham was saying in our Mishnah that it won't be pigle. Abel Hacha, give chishev lo b'levoina, but over here, he is thinking about the levoina, he is planning to bring the levoina outside the time. So now it's considered as though he had a thought of pigle of the entire matter, because he had in mind during the burning of the koimetz about the levoina. So now, therefore, so there was a thought of pigle during the burning of the koimetz, and also regarding the burning of the levoina that he plans to do it tomorrow. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Hafanan Nami Temena. So Rava says, in fact, we can see that in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek. We said the rule is kol hakoimetz v'noisim v'klir. Actually, in the previous parak, actually it was near the end of the previous parak on Daf Yud Beis. Zaklal kol hakoimetz v'noisim v'klir. Whenever the kohen does the kmitza or places it in the keli, v'amolich or walks it over to the mizbeach, v'amatir or burns it, lechol davar shadatra lechol. And he plans to eat the part that is meant to be eaten, namely the shirayim, or he plans to burn the part that is meant to be burnt. Chutz v'mekoymo, if he has in mind chutz v'mekoymo, posel v'ein bo kares, then it's posel and no kares as usual, because chutz v'mekoymo doesn't make pigle. Chutz v'zmanei, but if he had in mind chutz v'zmanei, pigle v'chayov v'nalav kares, then it will be pigle and a person will be chayav kares for it. Now, says Rava, my love haktora dumya dehanach. Now, shouldn't we assume that the din of haktara, the din of burning, is the same as the other three, because the Mishnah is mentioning all four of them together, and therefore we would say, mahanach bein lechel bein lahakter. So just like when it comes to the first three avodas, whether he plans to eat the shirayim or to burn the levoina tomorrow, then it will be pigle, because after all, we said if he does the kmitza, having in mind to burn the levoina, then we learned at the end of the previous parak that it will be pigle. We said we had different opinions about that. We did have an opinion of Rabbi Yossi to the contrary, but basically we had said that according to Chachamim, it would in fact be pigle. So then in that case, so just like by those three, whether he has in mind to eat or burn the levoina, then it'll be pigle. Afaktora, the same thing when it comes to the burning, the fourth avoda, bein lechel, bein lahakter, whether he has in mind to eat the shirayim or to burn the levoina, then it will be pigle. And therefore, fine. What we learn from that is not entirely, Shikim Kabetzis points out, is not entirely exactly what the Harifi de Pompadissa are saying, because they're talking about, they're talking according to the mayor, according to the Chacham, that wouldn't work anyway, because he really only had the thought of pigle was only about half the matter, only about the Levoina. But at least he's saying, in other words, as opposed to, the Gemara is going to say further on that even according to the mayor, it would be kosher in this case, so they want you to know that according to the mayor, at least it would be pickled. So Rava says, so you see that's in the Mishnah. However, the Gemara says, Loi, that's not really a proof. Hanach, bein lechel, bein lahakter, no, because you could say, Taka means there was a difference when it comes to the first three avodas, whether we had in mind to eat the shirayim tomorrow or burn the levoina tomorrow, either way it'll be payable. Hakatara, but when it comes to the burning, the fourth avodah, there will in fact be a difference. Lechol ein lahafter loy, only if he had in mind to eat the shirayim tomorrow will it be payable, but if he thinks to burn the levoina, it won't, because the fact is that you don't have, the fact is you only have a thought of payable about half the matter, because right now he's burning the koymets, so you can't say he's having in mind to burn the koymets itself tomorrow, he's only having in mind to burn the levoina. And therefore we could say that in fact it's not considered pigle, not like the Harifa de Pumpadis want to say. You Rava want to say, because in other words, since the Braisa puts it, or since the Mishnah rather had said before, and put all four avodas together, and therefore you say the same rules have to apply to both, not necessarily. So to all of them, not necessarily. However, the Gemara continues, Yosef Rav Menashe bar Gada kanei de Abaya. Rav Menashe bar Gada was sitting as a Talmud in front of Abaya. The Yosef Rav Menashe bar Gada, he was sitting and saying in the name of Rav Chista the following din. Ein haktara mefagelas haktara. Bruning one thing is not able to make another bruning pigle. Meaning exactly the Harifa de Pumbedis case. They're saying that if bruning, the bruning of the claimant, he has in mind to burn the levoina chutzlazmano, then it will be pigle. But Rav Menashe bar Gada is saying in the name of Rav Chista that no, it won't. Even the mayor who holds an on mission that it's possible to create pigle with only half the matter by having in mind only during the burning of the koymet, so during the burning of the levoina, but that would be the difference is hanimi v'heicha defishu bohu b'shirayim. But says Rav Menashe bar Gada, that would be faket. If according to the mayor, even according to the mayor, only when he had in mind about the shirayim that he plans to eat them tomorrow, the koymets matu did who? Because after all, how did the shirayim become mutter to eat? By virtue of offering the koymets. But when it comes to the Harifa de Pobedis' case, where he's thinking during the bruning of the koymet about the levoina, the koymet's lad matu di levoina. And the koymet's is not what's matu the levoina, because as we've learned before, the koymet's and the levoina can each be offered, you can do whichever one you want first. There's no particular order that you have to do them. Therefore, the argument is, says Rav Menashe, that it's not possible to create pigle by having in mind during the burning of the permits that he plans to do the Levoina tomorrow. Now, we learned in the beginning of the parak, we said that where he does Knitza, having in mind to burn the Levoina tomorrow, then the Chacham says it's pigle, and Rabbi Yossi says it's not. But here we're talking according to the Chachamim, but here we're saying that there's a difference between taking the koymets and burning the koymets. Before the Knitza, Rabbi Akiva Eger explains, before the Knitza, you can't offer the Levoina at all. So in that sense, the Knitza, taking the Knitza, is considered the matter of the levoina, because before that you can't take the levoina at all. But now we're talking about bruning the koymets, and there, as we said, you can brun the koymets and the levoina independently, and therefore it's no longer considered its matter. We discussed yesterday in the Gemara of Yochanan and Rish Lakish about whether the halacha, whether walking over the koymets is also an avoda in which pigle can happen. So in that case, based on this, then it would indeed mean that pigle by halacha mahu we discussed yesterday. And Rish Lakish had said halacha is like booning, and in that case, it would come out all Gemara would also be following that logic, because again, the halacha of the koymets is not necessary in order to bring the levoina. You could bring the levoina independently and burn it. So the Menashe bar Gada is saying that in the name of Rav Chista,
my master. Mishmeder Rav. Did Rav Chista say this in the name of Rav? Rav Chista was one of Rav's Talmidim. Amalei Ein. And Rav Menashe says, yes, in fact, Rav Chista had said that in the name of Rav. So why didn't he to begin with say in the name of Rav what happened to Kola Imadav of Shem Moin, right? So the Sfas Emes discusses this over here. He says maybe in fact it's not necessary to say all the way back to the original person. Maybe since Rav Menashe heard it directly from Rav Chista, he's entitled to say it in Rav Chista's name without tracing it back to Rav. But then he says that doesn't really work. And he says, Faket. So he says the point is because there's actually two parts of what Rav Chista is saying. that there's the concept that one haktarah is not mefagel the other, that would be in the name of Rav. But the rest of it, the fact that according to Rav Meir, that would be Rav Chisda's own chiddush, and therefore Rav Menashe figured that he doesn't need to say that in the name of Rav, because really only the part ein haktarah mefagel haktarah is in the name of Rav. The rest of it is not. However, Abaye is telling him, nevertheless, you should still be saying the whole thing, and that you should at least be saying the first part in the name of Rav. Then, if you want to say that Rav Chisda added his own chiddush to it, then fine, do that. Okay, the Gemara says, it's manami. In fact, it was said also, we can see that Rav Chisda had said this in the name of Rav, Omer Rav Chisda Omer Rav, Ein Haktorah Mefagelas Haktorah, that the burning, one burning does not cause the other to become, does not, doing one burning, having in mind a different burning does not cause people, as we said, that if during the burning of the Koimetz, he plans to burn the Levoina tomorrow, then it won't be people. Omer of Yaakov Ba'idi B'Shmei Da'Abaya, so Rav Yaakov Ba'idi says in the name of Abaya, Afanam Nami Tanena. Again, we have a Mishnah that expresses this point. Which again, so the Gemara, first Rava had brought a Mishnah in the first Perek as a proof for the gene of Harifa de Popedissa, but the Gemara says not necessarily. Now we're going to do the other way around, now that we find Rav Chisda is arguing with Harifa de Popedissa, let's bring a Mishnah to support him. So the Mishnah says, we learned yesterday, Shachat Echad Min HaKvasim Lechem Imenu L'Mofer, if he shechted one of the two Kvasim on Shavuos, having in mind that he plans to eat from it, from that same sheep the next day, Hu Pigol V'Chaveri Kosher, so only that sheep is Pigol, the other one is Kosher, but Lechem V'Chaveri L'Mofer, but if he plans to eat from the other sheep, if he shechted the first sheep, having in mind that he's going to eat from the second sheep the next day, Shneim Tshevin, then both of them are kosher. Now, my timer, why would they both be kosher? Because the first kevesh is not the matter of the second one. Each one, when its blood is sprinkled, that's the matter for it. The first one doesn't cause the second one to be mutter to do the next stage of the avoda. Therefore, lo motzi mefagel bei. Therefore, he's not able to make pigol in it. Well, the same thing. The koimetz is not mutter the levoina at this point. So therefore we see now we could have answered that this Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Yossi that one mutter is not mefagel the other, but the Gemara is going to end up schlugging up the proof anyway. In fact, at the beginning of the parak, we talked about that the reason is because, unlike the two sheep were never placed in one keli, the koimetz and the levoina were placed in one keli, which the Gemara is now going to point out that distinction. So the Gemara says, loy, that's not necessarily a proof. Hosam, hu dele ikba b'chad manna. The difference is that over there, the two sheep were never established in one keli, and therefore they have no connection to one another. Aval hocha de ikba b'chad manna, but here they were nikba in one keli, and they're considered like one thing, and therefore, yes, he could say that when he has in mind when he burns the koimetz to burn the levona, then in fact it may well be pigle, like the Harifa de Pompidissa said, and not like Rav Chisda says. So you don't really have a proof from that Mishnah to Rav Chisda's yin. Nonetheless, the Gemara has not schlugged up Rav's din either, Rav Chisda's din. In the name of Rav, and the halacha is in fact like that, ein haktara mechagelas haktara, so they're not like the Harifa de Pompidissa, but rather the Rambam paskins like Rav Chisda in the name of Rav, that yes, if he has in mind during the burning of the koimetz, the burning of the levona the next day, it will not be pickled. In any case, we've been saying that even the Harifa de Pompidissa would be saying only according to Rav Meir, and the halacha anyway is like the Chachamim. On another note in this connection, though, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Hanina, Hom Milsa Avla Li Rav Hanina. Rav Hanina had me absorb this thing, meaning he taught me this thing, and he explained it to me well. Utkilali Kula Talmudoi, and to me, this is as weighty and as worth, as equal in importance as everything else that I've learned. Rav Hanina had taught me, Hikter Koimetz, Lahakter Levoina, Levoina, Lechel Shirayim Lamacha, that if he burnt the koimetz, having in mind that he's going to burn the levoina, and he burnt the levoina, having in mind, lefo shirayim lamacher, that he plans to eat the shirayim tomorrow, pigle, then it will be pigle. So even though each one of them is only half a machshava, Rava just said that ein haktara mefagel haktara. So therefore, having in mind during the koimetz that he's going to burn the levoina chutz l'zmanoi is not going to make a difference. It is not going to make it pigle.
But on the other hand, now we're saying, if you, so now, the word olivoino over here is in parenthesis in the Gemara. Rashi does not have that. So according to Rashi, what Rav Chanina is telling us is that if during the bruning of the koinos, he has in mind both to brune the lavorna, chutz l'zmanay, as well as to eat the shirayim, chutz l'zmanay, then it will be pickled. Because now it's not only a half a thing anymore, as the Gemara is going to go on to say. The Rambam, in fact, does have the girsa with ulavoina, and so the Rambam explains there were two thoughts over here. During the bruning of the koinos, he planned to brune the lavoina tomorrow, and then later on, when he does the lavoina today, then he has in mind that he's going to eat the shirayim tomorrow. Then it becomes pickle. Each of those thoughts by itself was not enough to make it pickle, but the combination of them is going to make it pickle. So two different gives stories of what Rav Chanina had taught and what Rav Hamnuna had learned. So the Gemara says, well, my kamash malon, what is the chiddush of Rav Chanina's din? Does he want to tell us, not like we just said in the name of Rav, that one haktara is not mefagel the other, but rather he wants to say, like the harifi de pumbedissa, and say that one haktara is mefagel the other, that having in mind when he's doing the bruning of the one, that he's going to brune the other one, chutzuzmanoi, is enough to make it pickle. So are we going to say that? Lema hikta koimetz lahakta lavoina. Then he has no reason to mention the shirayim. Just say that he brought the koimetz, having in mind that he's going to bring the lavoina chutz l'zmanay. So the e mefaglin b'chatzim matir kamash malon. Does he want to tell us, like Rav Meir in our Mishnah, that it's possible to make pigle through only half the matir because only the koimetz or only the lavoina by itself? So maybe we would say, in other words, ein haktara mefagelas haktara. So fine, the fact that he planned to burn the lavoina tomorrow doesn't change anything, doesn't make it pigle, but the fact that he has in mind also to actually eat the shirayim is enough to make it pigle, even though he had the thought only during the koimetz and not the lavoina. Well then, lema, then let him say the din more simply. He only hikdu koimetz lachol shirayim lamacher, where he burns the koimetz having in mind to eat the shirayim tomorrow, and then the lavoina doesn't factor into it. The itavayu also kamash malon, if he wants to tell us both points, and therefore he mentioned both things, lema hikdu koimetz lachakdu lavoina lavoina lachol shirayim lamacher, then let him say that he burnt the koimetz having in mind doing that, that he's going to brune the lavoina and eat the shirayim tomorrow. Why instead does he say, let him say, v'lechol shirayim l'macher, instead of lechol shirayim l'macher, which suggests that he plans to, that it, so v'lechol means it's one or the other, seems to be it's one or the other. On the other hand, when he says lechol, means he had in mind lahakta l'vayna and lechol shirayim l'macher. And why is that? If it's one or the other, then he should have said vilachol, or he should have said oilachol. Fine. So Rabbi Adabava explains, we are in fact talking about there were two machshavas. Again, according to Rashi, that during the koimetz he has in mind both the lavoina and the shirayim. Or according to the Rambam, during the koimetz he has in mind the lavoina, during the lavoina he has in mind the shirayim. In fact, he holds that one haktara is not mefagel the other, like Rav had said before, and like Rav Chista had said in his name, that having in mind during the koimetz to brune the lavoina will not make pigle. And furthermore, that in fact you can't make pigle with only half the matzer, so having in mind only during the koimetz or only during the lavoina is not going to make it pigle, like the chachamim of the Mishnah. The shiny hocha, but the difference is over here. The reason it becomes pigle, the pashtalei machshava, the kula mincha, because the fact is the machshava has spread throughout the whole mincha, because either during the koimetz he had in mind the lavoina and the shirayim, or because during the koimetz he had in mind the lavoina and during the lavoina the shirayim, and therefore it combines together and it does in fact and it does in fact make it pickle. So in other words, you have two thoughts where each of them by itself would not have made it pickle, but the two of them together do make it pickle. So Rav Hamnuna is saying that this is as worth it to me as all of my other learning. He doesn't explain why. There was a very similar expression you find in Brachas, a din that Rav Zera says in the name of Rav Hamnuna, and he says the same kind of expression about it. He says this din that I learned over there, a certain din in Hilchos Tefillah, is worth as much over there as was worth as much to me as all of my learning. Rashi explains over there at Rav Chista that Rav Zera had a personal stake in the matter. It was a din as far as when a person is sneezing during davening. Not a din really, but a statement that a person sneezes during davening, that's a good siman for him. And Rav Zera actually points out over there was prone to sneezing, so therefore he liked that very much, and he considered it as worthwhile as all of his learning, that the Gemara says the siman toiv for such a person. Here it's not really explained why Rav Hamnuna is so impressed by this, and he considers it equal to all his other learning. Maybe this fact that it shows power of machshava, that even a machshava, which two machshavas, which in and of themselves are not significant enough, the two of them together can combine together and have very serious consequences. And then we know in the Ruba Midah Torah that the midah of good is always greater than the opposite, and therefore it would mean that machshava that even like a fleeting machshava, but a few such machshavas combined together can be a very powerful thing for good. Today is Yud Shvat, actually. So the Melkut Diburim, which is a collection of the Friedrich Rebbe's Sichas, the first words in it are Machshava Ma'elas, that Machshava is effective in having an effect on another person. And he goes on to explain how, for example, that a Bayim would regularly think about their Chassidim, and it had a powerful effect, on shaping things in the lives of those Chassidim, even if they didn't always realize it. So then, maybe the same thing over here, that Rav Hamnuna is so impressed by the fact that we're saying that two individual machshavas can combine together to make one big machshava, which has a very powerful effect. Okay. The Gemara continues. Tani Tana Kamei de Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba, a Tana taught a braisa in front of Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba, Hikter Komet Lecha Shirayim, if he burns the Komet, having in mind that he plans to eat the Shirayim tomorrow, Ledibre Hakol Pigle. Everybody would agree that it is pigle. So Rav Yitzchak says, what do you mean? Everybody agrees. In our Mishnah, Rav Meir had said that it will be pigle, and the Chum argued because Ein Mefaglin Bachzi Matzer. Rather, you have to correct your braisa and say that everybody would agree it's possible. Even the Chum holds it's possible midrabbanan because, as we implied in the Mishnah, and as the Gemara had spelled out earlier in the Perek, because after all, you have menachas where there's only flour without levona, or only levona without flour, and in those, obviously, a thought in the kormitz alone would make the korban pigle, or the thought about the levoina alone would make the korban pigle, and therefore the chum say we have to make a gzera. So say that it's possible. So the Gemara asks if you anyway have to correct the braisa of a lema harezer pigle v'rameiri. Why not instead say that fine, the braisa can still be left saying that everybody agrees that instead of changing, you have to change the braisa anyway. So instead of saying it's according to everybody, but instead of pigle it should be possible, say change instead. Instead of the divra hakle, it should be according to the mayor it's possible. According to the mayor it's pigle. The answer is Tana Divrei Hakol Asniyeh, because Rav Yitzchak realized what must have happened over here. The Tana who was taught the Braise, when he was taught it by his Rebbe, he must have learned that the word Divrei Hakol, but he may have taught him, or the Talmud, the Tana may have misunderstood. Instead of posel, he may have understood pigle, because pigle, posel michlof, it's very easy for a person to confuse posel and pigle, and therefore he may well have said, His Rebbe, or whoever formulated the braisa first, may well have said fossil, and somewhere along the line it got mixed up, and instead it said pigle. But harei zebe divrei hakol and mechlaflei, but people don't mix up where it says harei zeh, which would be according to everybody, or according to one opinion, but divrei hakol versus divrei hakol, the words of everybody, so that it's not likely that such a mistake was made. So we can reconstruct how the braisa was originally, and therefore Rabbi Yitzchak does that. He reconstructs that it must have said posel instead of pigle, which is an easy mistake to make. The Gemara elsewhere mentions in Sota that sometimes these Tanoim, not the Tanoim of the authorities of the Mishnah, but rather the Tanoim, the ones in the times of Amoroyim, who would repeat Brisas and Mishnayas and Brisas in the Mitz Medrash for people to discuss. The Gemara says over there that sometimes these Tanoim would just be saying over the words without really understanding it, and apparently this is an example of it. This Tana did not realize that the Brisa that he's quoting in the Mitz Medrash contradicts an open Mishnah, and Rabbi Yitzchak had to correct him on that point. Beginning the third parak now, also called Akol Mitzvos HaMincha, although the Rishonim call it, you can see in Rashi's caption, and you can see in the captions on the following pages, the Rishonim call it Akol Mitzvos Rabba, the great Akol Mitzvos, because unlike the previous one, which was only 4 blot, this one is going to be over 20 blot, and it's going to discuss many other points other than Pigel. It does begin with Pigel, but it goes on to discuss many other points. In the middle of it, we're going to have Dinim about, in the middle of it, we're going to have Dinim about Tefillin, Mezuzah, Sefer Torah, etc., and Tzitzis. The Mishnah starts off, HaKoymetz of HaMincha, Lechol, Dovashen, Dagda, Lechol. If when he takes the Koymetz of the Mincha, he has in mind to eat something, Chutz L'Zmano, Chutz L'Mekoyma, but something which is not normally eaten, the Koymetz itself, it has to be burnt on a Mizbeach, or the Lavoina, which is anyway not generally eaten, and they both actually have to be burnt on a Mizbeach, or Lahakter, Dovashen, Dagda, Lahakter, or to burn the part that's not meant to be burnt, the Shirayim, and we've learned in Zvachin, actually, that there's an Isser, Daraisa, to burn the Shirayim on a Mizbeach. So then, kosher, then the korban is kosher, it's not considered pigul, because butla daita etzel kolodim, we ignore what he said. People, when they have in mind to eat, they mean the parts that are supposed to be eaten. When they have in mind to burn, it's the parts that are meant to be burnt. Rabbi Eliezer posel, on the other hand, Rabbi Eliezer says it's posel in both cases. Now, Tosfos points out that if it's chutz l'zman, the Gemara is going to discuss that there is a possibility maybe that Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's posel on a daraisa, that's pigul on a daraisa level. In that case, why didn't the Mishnah say pigul? And the reason is because the Mishnah is mentioning both chutz l'zman and chutz l'mekoyma, and chutz l'mekoyma by definition is never going to be pigul. So therefore, the Mishnah just says generically posel without getting into that level of detail. Continues the Mishnah, Lechol Dovash Adakta Lechol Lahak Dovash Adakta Lahak. If he has in mind to eat what's meant to be eaten or to burn what's meant to be burnt, Pachas Mikazayas, and he has in mind less than a Kazayas, kosher, then it will be kosher because as usual, Achila in Halacha is defined as a Kazayas. Lechol Kachatizayas Lahak to Kachatizayas. Similarly, if he has in mind to eat half a Kazayas outside the time and to burn a half a Kazayas, kosher, then it's also kosher, Shein Achila Vaktor Bitzdarfin, because eating and burning do not combine. Tosfos points out that at the end of the first parak, we had discussed whether this part of the Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Eliezer or also according to the Chachamim. We had two different opinions of Amaroyim over there, Abaya and Rabbi Yumia, whether Rabbi Yumia had said it's like Rabbi Eliezer. And Abaya had said it's like the Chachamim as well. We did learn in Zvachim that if he has in mind that the fire of the Mizbeach should eat it, then it does combine because at least he mentioned eating in both parts. Okay, so the Gemara says Amar of Asi, Amar of Yehonan. My time of the Rabbi Eliezer. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say that it is possible, even though he had in mind to eat what's not to be meant to be eaten or burn what's not meant to be burnt? Because of Amar Pro, because the pasuk says Ve'im he'ochol ya'ochol mivsal zevach shlomav. The pasuk says if eating there will be eaten from the meat of his korban shlom, then it'll be pigul, and beyond the time, then it'll be pigul. So b'shtei achilas, of course, in Medaber, the pasuk is talking about two different kinds of eating. Echad achilas odom, ve'echad achilas mizbeach. One is when a person eats it, and the other one is when the mizbeach eats it. Loy malach, and that comes to tell you, k'shem shemachashim v'achilas odom, the same way as a machshava will passel, if he has in mind for the person to eat it. Beyond the time, tach machash v'nachilas mizbeach. So also a thought about the mizbeach eating and consuming it will also be pigul. That part everybody agrees to. But Rabbi Eliezer also learns from that. The same way as it's considered when he has in mind from the person eating to the person eating. So he has in mind to eat the part that is meant to be eaten by a person, and he has in mind that part should be eaten beyond the time, or ma'achilus mizbeach, something that was meant to be burnt on the mizbeach. He has in mind that it should be burnt on the mizbeach, chutz l'zmano, and it becomes pigul, kach, the same way, says Rabbi Eliezer, we can learn from this pasuk, machash v'nachilus odom l'mizbeach, ma'achilus mizbeach l'odom, the same way he might have in mind that what was supposed to be eaten by the person should instead be burnt on the mizbeach, or vice versa, and it would equally well be considered pigul. My time, why is that? Because the pasuk phrases the burning on the mizbeach as eating, because it says the word and we're saying it means two different eatings, the eating of the person and the eating of the mizbeach. So therefore, that means they're considered equal, and therefore it's possible to have a machshava from one to the other. So that's how Rashi learns. Tosfos explains that Tosfos, though, seems to understand a little differently because they ask, that's fine, that if he had in mind what was supposed to be eaten by the Mizbeach is eaten by the person, but had, then fine, because it calls it Achila. But the other way around, that if it was meant to be eaten by a person should instead be consumed on the Mizbeach, how do we know that it would be the same thing? The same way, Tosfos points out, when it comes to a toida, the bread is called part of the toida is not called part of the bread. So maybe you would say that your eating primarily refers to a person, secondarily it can refer to the eating of the mizbeach. Very well then, if the mizbeach is eating, if he had in mind something that the mizbeach was supposed to eat, then and a person should eat it instead, then fine, but how do we know the other way around? So Tosfos says, because both words, ya'ocho, are referring to the meat of the korban, and in that case, then it means there is a commonality between them. So it means, in other words, that even if he has in mind to take the meat of the korban, which is supposed to be eaten by people, and feed it to the mizbeach, nevertheless it'll still be considered people. So for that banan, what are those? So because haktara is being expressed as the word achila. Well, the Gemara says, "Rav Banan, what are the Chachamim answer to Rabbi Eliezer to that?" Hey, they say, "Hayda pinur achmana b'loshen achila." The reason why the Torah expresses it with the word achila, being ha'ochol yo'ochol, is just to tell us the loishnakim mechasha b'loshen achila l'mizbeach, the loishnakim mechasha b'loshen haktara l'mizbeach, only to tell us that it doesn't matter whether he thinks of it in terms of the mizbeach eating it or being burned on the mizbeach. Either way, it'll be tiggled either way, whichever expression he uses. Now, we did learn in Zvachim again that when he says the fire of the Mizbeach should eat it, then it is considered a can combined together with a person eating it. So Tosfos explains that there's a difference whether he says the fire will eat it versus when he says the Mizbeach will eat it. If he says the fire will eat it, then that actually is considered full-fledged eating, and a half kazayas of that can even combine with half a kazayas of a person eating. But if he says that the Mizbeach should consume it, then the fact is he's not using the word fire, and we don't find a posik. We find a posik from Eov that refers to fire eating. We don't find a posik that refers to the Mizbeach eating, except for this one. And therefore, the Chum say if he has in mind that the Mizbeach should consume a half a kazayas, and the person should eat half a kazayas, then it will not in fact be considered pickle. But if he, on the other hand, he has in mind that the Mizbeach should consume an entire kazayas of it, then even without mentioning fire, the word Vim Ha'ochol Yo'ochol will nevertheless tell us that it's pickle. And then Tosfos goes on to say there's a difference between the meat and the emurim, and goes on to discuss and goes on to discuss various angles on this point. Okay, so that's one reason why the Chachamim say not like Rabbi Eliezer, and say that in fact if he has in mind what was meant to be eaten by a person should be eaten by the Mizbeach, or vice versa, it will not be pickled. Inami, or another answer you can give. The reason is, we can learn from the pasuk, we can learn from it that just like eating is always defined as a kazayis, the same way the burning has to be that he had in mind a kazayis. But the fact is that achila means the actual normal eating what was meant to be eaten, not eating what was meant to be burned. So what does Rabbi Eliezer answer back to that? He says, if that's the case, then the Torah could have repeated the exact same verb twice, im he'ochol he'ochol, or im ye'ochol ye'ochol, without a difference. And then that would mean that according to either answer, that the Torah is equating them only for certain purposes. My ha'ochol ye'ochol, but when it says a different expression, it says a different expression, shamed minatarti, therefore says Rabbi Eliezer, that you can learn both things from it. So you can learn both the concept that achilas adam and achilas mizbeach are equated as far as both being a kazayas and as far as them both being a kazayas, and that it doesn't matter whether he has in mind whether he has in mind to eat or to burn it. But in addition, you can also learn the din that I'm saying. Rabbi Eliezer says, Rabbi Eliezer, that if you have in mind for the mizbeach to eat what the person was supposed to eat or vice versa, then you can learn both points. Shitabu Kabetzis points out that the two dinim that the Chachamim are saying, the two possibilities of how to explain the Chachamim's din, are both really interdependent. Once we learn that Haktorah is also called Achila, then by definition that's going to be a Kezayis. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, in effect, that's only one drasha, and I can still learn another drasha. So one drasha from the fact that it repeated the word, and another that it didn't repeat it exactly, that it repeated it with a different lashon. Tosfos has a long discussion over here about this point. Many places where the Torah has a double expression like that. When do we darshan from it? When do we not? In any case, the point is that there are really other answers that the Torah could have phrased it that way by repeating the exact same verb twice, and therefore, since it didn't, then we can learn another din as well that's possible to think about the shirayim that they'll be burned, or think about the karmets of the levana, they'll be eaten, and it'll still be pickled. However, if that's Rabbi Eliezer's reason based on that drasha, then it's considered something daraisa. Kodesh nami v'choyev. Then he should be chayev kodesh as well. V'chitema hochi nami. And you're going to say, okay, he's chayev kodesh if he eats from it. Note, well, after the amet meshmeid Rabbi Yechanan, you yourself, Rabbi Asi, said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, moed Rabbi Eliezer shein onesh kodesh. Rabbi Eliezer agrees that he's not chayev kodesh for it. Well, later, Rabbi Asi tells him, Tanoi, he alibid the Rabbi Eliezer. You know what? There is, in fact, Macholokas Tanoim, what Rabbi Eliezer holds in our Mishnah. Ikalamanda Omar Psalm Daraisa. One version is that Rabbi Eliezer says it's Postal Daraisa, and yes, according to that version, it would be Kodesh, like any other people. The Ikalamanda Omar Psalm Dirabanan, and then there's another opinion that says that it's Postal only Dirabanan. So Rabbi Yechanan, who says that Rabbi Eliezer would agree, it's only possible, not people, would follow that Tanya. And again, as Tosfos says, the reason why our Mishnah just says possible is because the fact is, Chutz Lemenshin is Chutz Lemekoymer, and of course everybody agrees that Chutz Lemekoymer is only possible because Pigul is only Chutz Lezmane. Okay, the Tanya, as in fact, we learn in a Braisa that there are different opinions what Rabbi Eliezer holds.
If a person shats a korban having in mind to drink some of the blood tomorrow, and the blood is meant to be sprinkled on the mizbeach, so this is from achilas mizbeach to achilas adam, he's taking something that was meant to be eaten by the mizbeach, consumed by the mizbeach, sprinkled on the mizbeach, and instead he has in mind that a person should eat it. Lahachdim of the sari lamacher, or he has in mind to burn some of the flesh of it tomorrow, so that's taking achilas adam and using it for, and then thinking to use it for achilas mizbeach, or lechomei mur of lamacher, he has in mind to eat from the emurim tomorrow. Kosher. In all those cases, the Tanakhama says it's kosher, like the Chachamim of our Mishnah, because in each case this is interchanging achilas adam achilas mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer posel, but Rabbi Eliezer says it's posel. We haven't yet shown how there's a Tana that holds that Rabbi Eliezer would say it's pigul. We'll get to that. Now, as we go through the discussion, we'll see how it emerges from that there is a Tana who holds that Rabbi Eliezer says it's actual pigul. So the Braisa continues, La'aniach midomi l'mocher, if he has in mind to just leave over some of the blood for tomorrow, not to actually sprinkle it or drink it, Rabbi Yehuda poisel, or Rabbi Yehuda says it's possible. Omer Rabbi Lozer, Afvazu, Rabbi Eliezer poisel l'cham machshirim. Rabbi Lozer says, even in this case, it's not just Rabbi Yehuda says it's possible, Rabbi Eliezer would also say it's possible, and the Chum would say it's kosher. Now, we have to figure out, we have the Chachamim, we have Rabbi Eliezer, meanwhile we're staying in the middle, Rabbi Yehuda poisel. So Rabbi Yehuda al-libidimah, whose opinion is Rabbi Yehuda following? Now, I mean, he's a Tana of his own, he's able to have his own opinion, but we have to figure out which of the svaris of the Chachamim against Rabbi Eliezer is he following? Are you going to say that he's following the opinion of the Chachamim? So they would say that it is kosher when he has in mind from Achilas Adam to Achilas Mizbeach or vice versa. But Rabbi Yehuda would be following that. Then no, for sure, it can't be that his opinion is according to that. Hasho ma hosim become a hasho b'losh nachila ma dachan on mishnah. Where he actually has in mind to eat the emurim to eat the emurim or the blood tomorrow. Machshir rabbanan. The Chacham still say it's kosher. Hachal or kosher. Can't have much more so. Where he didn't even have in mind eating just to leave it over. Of course, the Chacham should have to say it's kosher. El alib with Rabbi Eliezer. Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda must be following Rabbi Eliezer's logic. And the Omer Rabbi Lozer Afazu Rabbi Eliezer posel v'cham machshirin. Now we have Rabbi Lozer saying that Rabbi Eliezer also says it's possible and v'cham shein say it's kosher. So it would come out Rabbi Lozer Hainu Rabbi Yehuda. Isn't Rabbi Lozer then saying the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda? It would come out on the face of it that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lozer are understanding Rabbi Eliezer to say it would be possible in that case. So in that case, there's no need to mention Rabbi Lozer's opinion at all. The Chum says it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says it's posel, and we would understand that Rabbi Yehuda is following the svara of Rabbi Eliezer.
So it must be Elalav Kodes Ikebedayu. Obviously, then the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar must be as far as the question of Kodes. Will Rabbi Elazar say that there's Kodes involved over here? So Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanakama, Sovel Aniyah, Psula Ba'alma, they have two different geusas over here. So the geusa that we have in front of, the geusa outside parenthesis is Rabbi Yehuda Sovel, that Rabbi Yehuda holds. In the parenthesis, you have the Tanakama Sovel, that the Tanakama holds. So it comes out, it's actually Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, what the correct geusa is. According to Rashi, the correct geusa is Rabbi Yehuda Sovel, that Rabbi Yehuda holds La'niach Psula Ba'alma, that just to leave it over would just be considered posel Bahanach. But in the other cases of the Braisa, Koris Nami Mechayev, then he would be Chayev Koris as well, because then it would be actual pill. But also Rabbi Elazar Lamemra, Aidi Vaidi, posel Ba'in Be'Koris, whereas Rabbi Elazar is coming to say that in both cases, Rabbi Eliezer holds it's only posel, and there's no Koris, but it's only posel Ba'alma. So according to Rashi, what we're saying is that this would be Rabbi Yehuda hold this way. Rabbi Yehuda would hold that when Rabbi Eliezer says posel, would mean when he has in mind to leave it over. But if he had in mind to drink the blood, then okay, there'd be kares for the blood anyway. We're not getting into that. We're talking about kares as far as bigel. So then we mean that he would hold there was kares. So as Rabbi Elazar would say, ach bazu, no, they have the same din, the same way as there's no kares where he has in mind. The same way as we said that there's no kodesh when he has in mind to burn some to burn some of the flesh or eat some of the emurim tomorrow, the same way as there would be only possible over there, Rabbi Elazar would be saying the same way as by Lahaniach, there's obviously no kodesh. Why would there be kodesh? Even Rabbi Yehuda is not saying that there would be kodesh when he has in mind to leave it over because he didn't have in mind any eating. So Rabbi Elazar would say, ach bazu, also by this, Rabbi Eliezer posel v'cham nashin, meaning the same way as here. It's obvious that Rabbi Eliezer can only say it's posel, not kodesh, this and not pigul daraisa, therefore no kodesh, the same way he would hold in the previous cases where he has in mind to eat the emurim or burn the flesh. So we would see that according to Rabbi Elazar's understanding of Rabbi Eliezer, the whole psul is only derabanan, whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of it, the psul would actually be daraisa. So that's according to Rashi's geusa. Now Tosfos instead has the geusa the Tanakama Sovel. It actually amounts to the same thing because Tosfos explains the Tanakama is actually Rabbi Yehuda. He's called the Tanakama because he's earlier relative to Rabbi Elazar. So it's really not a difference in the meaning of the Gemara. It's just a difference in whether we call Rabbi Yehuda by his name or whether we call him the Tanakama. And then the Chiddushim Am Yechasim LaRashba points out that, yeah, I mean, since the Gemara is really only focusing on the Machloikas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar within Rabbi Elazar's opinion, therefore it can call Rabbi Yehuda the Tanakhama. Fine. So then we see from that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar are arguing what Rabbi Elazar says, whether there's Kores involved or only apostle. Again, in the case where he has in mind to leave over the blood for tomorrow, they would both agree that even Rabbi Elazar says it's only apostle. But when it comes to eating the emurim or bruning the meat, then you would have Rabbi Yehuda, we're saying Rabbi Yehuda, or whether we're calling him by his name Rabbi Yehuda, or whether we're calling him the Tanakama, either way he holds that it's actually Kodesh Daraisa, whereas Rabbi Elazar would say it's only Posel Derabanan. So then we see that there are two opinions what Rabbi Elazar holds. But the Gemara says, Loi, that's not necessarily a valid proof. Dekula ama koris laka. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar may hold there's no koris. And in that case, there would be no opinion that says that Rabbi Yehuda says that Rabbi Elazar says that it's pigul on a Zaraisa level. So v'hocha shavash machlokas v'dover. Because really, there are three different opinions of here. Tanakama sava b'hanach pligi. The Tanakama, who brings the machlokas of the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer, he holds, and mentions it only as far as eating, sava b'hanach pligi. He holds that the machlokas is only when he talked about eating, so Rabbi Eliezer would say, So Rabbi Eliezer would say, because if he had in mind to eat the meat or burn the emurim tomorrow, it would be full-fledged pigul, therefore he makes a gzeira, even when he has in mind the other way around, to eat the emurim or burn the meat, then we're still going to call it by gzeira d'rabbanan, and we're going to call it posel, but not pigul, obviously, because the chum can't make it pigul on a daraisa level. But the Tanakama would hold that if it was meant to be, that if he just had in mind to leave it over and not do anything with the blood, then both the Tanakama holds that both the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer would agree that it's kosher. So b'hanach tzlihi, they're only arguing when he has in mind to eat. L'haniach divrehako kosher. But if he has in mind to leave over the blood for the next day, then everybody would agree that then everybody would agree that it is kosher. That would be the first opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Sava b'hanach tzlihi. Rabbi Yehuda would also agree with the Tanakhama that they are in fact arguing where he had in mind to eat the emurim or the blood or burn the meat. There would be those cases, but lahaniach the rehak apostle, but Rabbi Yehuda would hold when it comes to lahaniach, it would be on the contrary. Everybody would agree that it is possible. My timer, why would it be? What's the logic that leaving it over should be considered more chomer than eating? Gzera, miktas domay, also called domay. Because you have a gzera, you have to make a gzera. If he thinks to leave over some of the blood, he might have in mind to leave over all the blood, and then, but called domay, still the daraisa. If he leaves over all the blood, then for sure it's going to be possible because the blood becomes possible by shkia sachama. And the Tanya, as in fact we learn in a Braisa, Amalehem Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says to the Chachamim, where they said when he has in mind to leave it over, that it should be kosher, they say, don't you agree with me that if he actually did leave over the blood until the next day, it will be possible, that the korban will be possible, because the blood will be possible by Shia. So shouldn't it also be the case that if he thinks to leave it over for the next day, then it should also be possible? So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds of that. The Chachamim don't agree that you have to make a zera about that. Tosfos points out, well, then in that case, then shouldn't Rabbi Yehuda make a similar zera when he has in mind to drink the blood? If he has in mind to drink all of it, again, there won't be anything to pour on the mizbeach. Because it can mean that he has in mind that after the zrika, he'll do the zrika now, and then afterward he'll drink the rest of the blood. So there'll still be blood available to go on the mizbeach. What about to eat? What if he has in mind to eat all the emurim? Then it'll be posel daraisa. Then Tosfos says you can have, let's say, they go on the mizbeach, they start getting burnt, they get to the stage of being roasted, and then he would eat them. And also the fact is, the korban is not possible if the emurim are not offered on the mizbeach. The fact is, as we've learned many times, even if the emurim are lost or whatever, then the korban is still kosher as long as the blood was sprinkled. So that would explain Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. But also Rabbi Elazar lemaimer, then Rabbi Elazar comes and says a third opinion. After Zu, Rabbi Elazar posed of a hamakshir. Even in that case, Rabbi Elazar says it's possible, and the ham hold that it's kosher. In other words, he says, so unlike the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda, who say that there is a difference between having in mind to eat something that's not meant to be eaten, or burnt something that's not meant to be burnt, so the Tanakhama holds that and to leave over are considered the same, and both of them, the Tanakhama, is saying that they would both agree, lahaniach it's kosher, and Rabbi Yehuda would say they would say that in the first case it's kosher, but lahaniach is possible. Rabbi Elazar is coming to say that no, in both those cases, Rabbi Elazar will say it's possible, the Chacham will say it's kosher, and there's no difference between having in mind to eat it tomorrow or having in mind to eat the emurim tomorrow or drink the blood tomorrow versus having in mind to leave over the blood for tomorrow. Either way, Rabbi Yezir is going to say it's possible, the Rabbanan and the Chacham is going to say it's kosher. So the bottom line is, according to that way of looking at it, then there's no Tana who would actually hold that it is, that according to Rabbi Yezir, it's possible, it's pigul on the Daraisa level, and therefore the answer that the Gemara had tried to give, that there were two different Tanoim who hold whether it's pigul daraisa or not, it's not going to happen. We have Rabbi Yochanan stating that there is that it's only possible d'rabbanan. But then we still have to figure out Rabbi Yezir's reasoning in our Mishnah why he would say if he's limiting it from a pasuk, because we said then it should be considered a din daraisa. Shittim Kubetzis discusses over here that the Gemara is going to continue the Gemara tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, and we're going to say that there is a Tana that holds that it's kosher completely. If he says that it's lahaniach, and therefore we need to find a Tana who actually says that lahaniach will be kosher. And now the Gemara is saying that in fact we do have the opinion of the Tanakhama and this Braisa who holds that. So we'll continue tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, with discussing this point about the different opinions on this subject, the different opinions about what Rabbi Eliezer holds, and figure out why Rabbi Eliezer holds what he holds.